Turning crypto into cash. Lisa Brady, Fox News. A New York couple under arrest and accused by federal prosecutors of laundering Bitcoin in the billions.
The Department of Justice says Ilya Liechtenstein and Heather Morgan have been arrested on two conspiracy counts, money laundering and defrauding the United States. Their alleged theft dates back to a Bitcoin exchange breach in 2016. The DOJ said the couple walked away with $71 million in cryptocurrency then. Its value today, $4.5 billion in Bitcoin. $3.6 billion of that has now been seized. Investigators say fake IDs and computer programs were used to move that money around, while some of it was spent on personal expenses. Convictions could mean up to 25 years in prison.
Fox's Cornell Scott. The Justice Department says the billions in cryptocurrency recovered is its largest ever financial seizure. The Biden administration telling families to get the rest of their money from the child tax credit by filing their taxes.
The monthly child tax credit payment started last July, meaning that there are 6 months worth of payments waiting to be claimed by people filing their taxes. Vice President Kamala Harris urged people to do that, even those whose incomes are so low they might not traditionally file.
If you are one of the more than 30 million families who have already received the child tax credit, you still need to file your taxes. So that is the only way to receive the second half of what you are owed.
People can check their eligibility at childtaxcredit.gov. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A record number of Americans plan to bet on this year's Super Bowl and the American Gaming Association's annual prediction. They're forecasting more than $7.6 billion will be bet. 30 states plus D.C. now offer legalized sports betting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Free fired officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights in Minneapolis were trained to start CPR as soon as they can't find a pulse. That testimony from an officer who oversaw medical training a day after a lung specialist took the stand.
A pulmonary doctor telling jurors that George Floyd could have been saved had officers moved him into a position to breathe more easily, and that the amount of fentanyl in Floyd's system, his enlarged heart and clogged arteries, had nothing to do with his death. Former Minneapolis police officers Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane are accused of failing to help and violating George Floyd's federal civil rights. They pled not guilty and also face state charges in the case in which the now convicted Derek Chauvin was the senior and supervising officer on the scene during Floyd's arrest.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A teenager arrested in connection with the homicide investigation that led to the deadly SWAT team shooting of Amir Locke in Minneapolis. The 17-year-old now in custody is Locke's cousin. He was wanted in connection with the murder of Otis Elder. That's what led to the search warrant. The Friday lunch menus of New York City public schools are going vegan.
The city's Department of Education announcing the weekly menu change on Twitter. For the district's first Vegan Friday, students were served vegan veggie tacos with tortilla and salsa, plus broccoli and a carrot with a lemon salad on the side. Even though the main meal will be vegan, students will be able to request non-vegan options. They'll always have access to milk, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, hummus, and pretzels. The move for Vegan Fridays was pushed by New York City's Mayor Eric Adams, who follows a plant-based diet himself. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
A rally holding so far on Wall Street. The Dow's up 340. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.